You've been a regular listener on Impact Radio. Vivian Myberg gives us Israel updates on a weekly basis round about this time. Good morning, Vivian. Thank you so much for being on the morning drive on Impact 103 FM.
Thank you. Good morning, Brigitte. It's nice to be with you again this morning.
Vivian, let's jump right into it. What is happening with Israel and Russia? How's the situation looking at this point in time?
The tensions with Russia and Israel continue, and it's particularly not good right now because Moscow invited a very senior Hamas delegation, and Hamas is, of course, a recognized terror organization around the world, really. And they arrived in Russia, in Moscow, earlier this week with talks with Russian officials. And this is really a way for Russia to express its dissatisfaction to Israel, to say, look, we're entertaining, you know, your opponents, yeah, again, with us. And so the relationship is deteriorating. And I think the visit of Yair Lapid, the Prime Minister of Israel, recently to Germany didn't help. Germany has taken a very strong stand in support of Ukraine. And so, of course, together they took a united stand in support of the Ukraine. And the big tension around the Ukraine as well in Israel is that the court order is coming up, or the court date on September the 19th, where they will decide about the future of the Jewish agency, who, of course, helps a lot and facilitates the aliyah of the Russian Jews going home to Israel. So there's a number of things going on. But the news of the week is the Hamas visit to Moscow this week.
Big news indeed, and not very happy political leaders about that. When it comes to rising anti-Semitism around the world, that is a very, very serious matter. What is your take on that, Vivian?
Yeah, it's just really shocking to see that so many years after the Holocaust, it's almost like a generation has forgotten what happened. And it was really not cool to be anti-Jewish or to have anti-Semitic attacks. And we see that the generation that lives today, the younger generation, clearly has forgotten, does not know, is not taught about the Holocaust, and just rising anti-Semitism on especially college campuses around the world. And just this week again, there was on a college campus in America, for example, Jewish students not allowed to join a certain clubs at the university, and also one of the assistant lecturers threatening to downgrade pupils' papers to literally take marks off for those that were blatantly pro the state of Israel. So once again, the combination of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism kind of going hand in hand, but really not safe to walk around in Europe today with a display of being Jewish, even in New York, in America, in the UK, in Europe, just ongoing blatant attacks on the streets against Jewish people are increasing at a really alarming rate presently.
Vivian, are you saying that even if you are a non-Jew, but you are showing support towards the Jewish nation, that you too are part of that discrimination?
That's exactly what starts to happen. Obviously not out on the streets, because they don't know that you're pro-Israel, but in the college, yes. If you're a student and you stand up for the state of Israel and are speaking out positively, you're even being kind of harassed and targeted by, in this case, lecturers in this particular university in the States.
Wow. And, well, let's go across the pond, and that is to England. I mean, there's been some changes in the monarchy over the last 2 weeks or so, and we see that King Charles III has now been sworn in to the monarchy. What is the history that King Charles III has with Israel?
Yes, interesting days with the new monarchy in the UK. Yeah, and Prince Charles, now King Charles III, has not had a very positive history with Israel itself. First of all, it's just interesting to note that the Queen never officially visited Israel in all of her years, but was not anti-Israel per se. She actually had very little opinion ever expressed about Israel. But Prince Charles is a bit different. In 1986, he visited a lot of the Gulf states in the area, and after that penned a letter to his mentor, and in the letter, he wrote that he really blamed the situation, the crisis, the tensions within Israel due to the immigration of European Jews to Israel, and made a big deal about that, and also lamented the Jewish lobby's influence in the UK. So this was something that they then had to almost deny afterwards and say, oh, it was, you know, not his views, but just the views of the Gulf states that he had visited. But that didn't start out the understanding really well. And he then went on again to, interestingly enough, since the Arab uprising in 2011, he has visited or had 95 meetings with 8 different Middle Eastern states around Israel since that time, many of those that were threatened at the time by protests. So he's had a very a large amount of strong ties to the Gulf states. There was also a book written called Charles at 70 a few years ago. It was a 300-page document. And he also, during the book, it was also expressed that he blames the whole Middle Eastern conflict at the moment and the unhappiness on the Israeli-Palestinian situation presently at the time. And so he is really, I believe, you know, using this Israeli-Palestinian conflict to be like the source of all the evil in the Middle East. And this is clearly not the case, and we can give very many reasons for that. He's also, for many years, played a crucial role in advancing arms sales from the UK to the Middle Eastern countries of over £14.5 billion, and has had very, very close ties with a lot of the Middle Eastern monarchs in the area. But I think the thing that concerns us the most is in 2020, he went to visit Israel, had a very brief visit with the leadership, went on to meet some Palestinians in Bethlehem, where he spoke about his heartbreak at the serious suffering of the Palestinians at the hands of the Israeli occupation, and then went on to have a meeting with Mahmoud Abbas, where he continued to make these kind of noises. And the newspapers and Sky News reported at the time that this was the most that any royal family has sympathized with the Palestinian cause. So I think we can clearly see that he has very strong ties to the Arab nations and to the Palestinian cause. And so I think he will continue down that road of pushing the Palestinian cause in the future.
Vivian Myberg, very interesting interview as always. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and sharing the truth as to what is happening with regards to the Jewish nation in and around the world and how it is for us to be praying for the Jewish nation, for Israel, and to befriend them. You've just mentioned it now, how the King Charles III has now, well, he has a history of aligning with the Palestinians. It's going to be interesting to see how the monarchy are going to take that since it's more vocal about it, how England are going to take that on, as if they're going to be accepting it or if they're going to be pushing back. But thank you so much, Vivian Myberg, for your time today. If you want to get more information on what ICEJ do, go to their website. It's icej.org.za. Vivian Myberg, thank you for your time.
Thank you.